VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Afghanistan officials say four operatives of the National Intelligence Agency have gunned down 16 colleagues before leaving to join the Taliban insurgency in Helmand province, where they control most of the 14 districts. Taliban sympathizers or infiltrators in the Afghan army and police forces routinely carry out insider attacks, but such incidents are extremely rare at intelligence-related installations in Afghanistan. Israel acknowledges it has attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets and says it's in response to anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli airplane. The plane was returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria after an Iranian drone was supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu:
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke during a news conference broadcast on state TV.
If one country thinks through boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results, it is making a big mistake.
Incidents like these have marked the most serious confrontations in Syria between Israel and Iranian-backed forces. These forces have established a major foothold in the country while fighting in support of President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, visiting Ramallah, has expressed support for an independent Palestine and said that he hoped for the return of peace within that region. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Egypt's military says it's killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counterterrorism operation that was launched last week, targeting terrorist and criminal elements in organizations across the country. The army said in a televised statement announcing the operation that both the army and police were involved in the comprehensive confrontation. The security operation was focused on the Sinai region, where last year militants attacked a Sufi mosque, killing 311 worshippers. Since it was announced that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un invited South Korea President Moon Jae-in to visit the North at his earliest convenience, the U.S. State Department is responding to reports that there's some sort of concern U.S. efforts to counter North Korea's so-called charm offensive at the Olympics could create a rift with South Korea and Japan. Spokesperson Heather Nauert:
The United States will not back away from its ally, and no one is going to drive a wedge between the United States and the Republic of Korea and the United States and also Japan.
Analysts have said that Kim's invitation to Moon could complicate the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts to pressure North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Protesters continue their anti-North Korean demonstrations this Sunday in Seoul. The North's participation in the Winter Olympics has been generally welcomed. The group protesting is on the fringes, but their demonstrations have generated irate reactions in North Korea's state-run media. The two Koreas remain technically at war and have cycled through countless periods of chill and thaw since their division 70 years ago. A teenager has won the first U.S. medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics, and it's a gold one. 17-year-old Red Gerard from the state of Colorado in his Olympics debut won the men's slope-style snowboarding competition. In his final run today, Gerard triumphed over Canadians Max Perrot, who won the silver, and Mark McMorris, who won a second bronze after Sochi 4 years ago. And Gerard spoke with VOA about the Canadians' reaction to his win.
They were all so excited. It was awesome. We're all friends out there. So, I think they were just really happy that we all landed on this.
Norway's Marie Bjørgen entered the history books, becoming the most decorated female winter Olympian of all time when she won a silver medal in the 15-kilometer skiathon in her 11th medal. It's 6 gold for her, 4 silver, and a bronze. The U.S. has negotiated a deal to resume the deportation of Cambodians. Many of them arrived as refugees under a controversial resettlement program. A deal between the two governments fell apart last year when their government reportedly stopped accepting returnees. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
From Washington, VOA presents...